from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
When it comes to the snaps and preseason thing, everybody's trying to figure out. Some teams don't play starters, some play. I truly believe in that a guy needs to get reps in a preseason game, right? We don't go to the ground, as you see, the way we practice. We try to keep guys up and be as safe as possible in practice. I think everybody needs that opportunity to go to the ground a couple times in the game to just get up, dust yourself off, and know you're good, right? And I'm okay. Like, I can go to the ground and get up. So you just have to go through and play live reps of football before live action comes in September. So you'll see our ones go out and get reps this week versus Pittsburgh.
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's not just me. A lot of people have just sort of given up on the preseason in terms of, like, it used to be, hey, third preseason game, you played 3 full quarters and go full bore. It's the closest thing to a real preseason game, et cetera. That doesn't happen anymore. And D'Amico, you just heard him, still believes in playing the guys a lot in the preseason. And so I asked the question, coming into this last break, is it okay to criticize D'Amico Ryans? Because I just don't agree with that. I just don't. And by the way, I was already getting some texts on the bat phones. It's not allowed from some friends of ours. No, don't do it. No, look, it's just a disagreement with the concept. And D'Amico knows more football, knows more about this team a million times more than I do. I get it. But yeah, we've all seen the preseason, and we all know that they have inter-squad, whatever you call them, joint practices in the preseason. Like, I just think you should go one series, this game, maybe the next game or the game after, a series or two or a quarter or something, and that's it. Because it's just, the risk-reward is just too much for me, man.
Yeah, I kind of disagree with that. I kind of side with D'Amico a little bit on this. I think I'm not saying they need to play a full half and all that, but you mentioned before how these coaches kind of meet up and say, you know what, I'm going to play my ones, and you kind of do that. I definitely think they should be careful whenever they do play their ones and try to work out some kinks and all that stuff. And I think that's what, like, I know now a lot of people don't really play in preseason, starters don't really play in preseason, but I think that's why we see a lot of rusty football in the first couple weeks of the regular season, because they're still trying to work out some things, and I think the preseason could help you knock some of that rust off.
But do
off
we?
A little bit.
I mean, like, Seth said the same thing, and Seth obviously played the game at the extreme level, at the highest level, and he said, "Yeah, we get some. We always see some teams that are rusty. Is that it, or are they just getting outplayed? I mean, like, sometimes you can call it rust, and that's a convenient excuse. But if you're prepared, and we look, first of all, we believe in D'Amico Ryans and the coaching staff, how they're going to prepare this team, how they're going to get them ready. We believe in that. Somebody mentioned on Twitter, it doesn't make any sense, frankly, said, the irony is not lost on me that I'm criticizing D'Amico Ryans for playing starters in the preseason and then immediately expressed concern about guys not practicing. No, that's why I'm doing it. Like, you can call it load management. What is load management? Preventing injuries. Load management is preventing injuries. And when you go full bore, I'm not saying don't go at all. I like one series, you know, in this game Friday night, maybe a couple of series or a quarter in the next series or in the next game or the game after that, because it is load management. It is preventing injuries. So, like, I don't know what that tweet was all about, but either way, like, heaven forbid, but we all know what the worst case scenario is.
Yeah,
I'm not even going to say it.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to say it.
Yeah.
But if the worst case scenario happens, am I going to be the only one criticizing DeMeco?
Of course not.
Of course not.
I mean, that's how it always go. If somebody play, he could play one snap, and if he get hurt, people go say, why was he out there?
Yeah.
So that's, you know, I feel like that's always going to happen. But I do think this team, because this is only the second year with DeMeco and CJ and all that stuff in this offense. And I do think they need to, you know, get a little more reps in preseason to kind of get used to each other. Now, after year 3 or 4 or 5, where, you know, this system is already established,
then
he ain't got to play at all in preseason.
Right.
We kind of seen that. That's how
Kyler Murray's not playing at all.
Yeah, that's how Sean McVay kind of worked too.
Yeah.
He don't play people at all.
Yeah.
And they just get ready for week one.
Sean McVay, Kyler Murray's not playing at all. They announced that yesterday, and he's missed a lot of games.
Yeah.
But they're just being, you know, it's a different philosophy. They're just being more cautious with him, getting him ready. He's still getting ready. He's still going to go. I think they're going to have a joint practice in Arizona. And they're still going to be ready to go week one. If they lose, is it going to be rust, or is that just going to be an excuse? See, that I think at some point, the way they keep these guys prepared, the way that athletes come in pretty much healthy and in top shape, you know, every year, it's just something that I'm worried about. Now, I know this is coming.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Because I say this myself a lot of times, you can't play scared. You know, injuries are going to happen. You can't play scared. I get it. I say that myself. But to me, it's different in this case, because it's not a matter of playing scared. It's planning properly for the games that matter. You know?
Yeah, no, I got you. But I do think with CJ Stroud going into a second year, I think it's very important for them to get that timing together with Diggs, with Nico and all that stuff. Because they, to me, you know, I think the Texans are going to do good this year, but I think it's very important for them to start off strong.
Yeah.
They need to start off. I don't want them to start off rusty in week 1, 2, 3, and then week 4 they start, you know, gelling together.
Yeah.
I think, like I said, I don't think they need to play, you know, a whole half or anything like that, but I think maybe 2 or 3 series, I think that's very important. Maybe just this one game, they can play 2 or 3 series and to try to get that timing together, because I do think it's important for them to play somewhat of a real football game to get going before the regular season start.
Yeah, no, I get it. And I do think that this is probably part of his thinking.
Yeah.
I'm just guessing. I think DeMeco kind of wants to see his starters – like gain confidence against another defense, because the Texans defense has been kicking their butt.
Yeah.
So Yeah, a texter said, you know, he didn't say he's going to play him a lot. He said he's going to play him. No, I get it. And if it's just a series, you know, I'll take all this back. Because I do think they need to get, like, that timing, a series or two. You know, that kind of everything that you just said. All I'm saying is when he said in that clip, you know, he believes in playing them in the preseason, I kind of got out of it. You know, this game, maybe the next game, maybe the next game. I don't want to see that.
Yeah, and two, it's still like I said, it's year two of D'Amico Ryans. I think eventually, as the years goes on, I think he probably won't play a lot of his starters.
Yeah.
I think a lot of time he know what he got. We used to the system. We can wait to week one.
Yeah.
But I think week two, I mean, I think as far as year two, I think he trying to get them to gel and get used to this offense and gel with these receivers.
Yeah.
And I think that's very important so he can start off the season strong.
Yeah, I think Bobby Slowick wants to see this team against another defense because, you know, they had a bad day yesterday. They're on the field right now. So we'll keep you up to date on what's going on in Ohio today and how the offense is looking. But I think Bobby Slowick wants this offense to know, you're really good. You're a really good offense. Those dudes that you're facing every day are just badass also. Yeah. And they've been controlling, you know, everything.
It'd be interesting too because they play a good defense. The Steelers got a pretty good defense.
Yeah,
and so I would like to see that offense against that defense.
Yeah, I agree, and I also think that with these three wide receivers, they want to just kind of see how it looks with these three dudes. We haven't seen it. I do too. You know, I want to see this squad. I'm just like, boy, I heard out of that. I got out of that. Like, we're going to see these guys more than is comfortable.
Yeah. Hopefully he's not like a Tom Coughlin.
Oh, who, God.
Who sit there and be a hard ass all through training camp and playing starters for three quarters in preseason, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I think I kind of roll with him on this one. I think it should be about two or three series and then get him off and wait to.
And when do you want to see him again?
Honestly,
maybe the third preseason game for me, like two series.
Third one, I would probably say one good series. If they have a good series, and this, I guess I kind of get weird with this, but if they have a good first series where they go down the field score, then I'm like, all right, we good. Y'all good.
Totally agree.
If they don't have a good series, then I'm like, all right, get back out there. Let's try to do it again.
Yeah, like if they come in and they do like the second team did last week, boom, 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 touchdown, boom, 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 score, or whatever. That's all I need to see.
Give me a touch. Give me a score.
I'll see you guys.
Drive.
I'll see you guys September 11th or whatever the day is of the opener.
If you give me a scoring drive on the first drive, y'all good.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
But if they don't, I will probably bring them back out there to see what they could do. Third time if they don't, all right, that's it.
That's it.
Yep.
That's it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerd Yes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.